middle school students who are giving peace a chance. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCown Gordon Construction and listeners like you.
Coming up, we meet the group of artists creating Wichita's newest mural.
Today we have about 7 or 8, and they're all working pretty independently.
But first, middle schools can be emotional, volatile places. That's why some Wichita middle schools are experimenting with a strategy that lets students settle their own disputes. Suzanne Perez explains how the Peacekeepers program is helping kids navigate tough conversations.
One recent morning at Coleman Middle School, an eighth grader named Stormy shares how a collision at the skating rink turned into a falling out with a friend.
But then Sable started getting mad at me, saying, "Oh, you did it on purpose. Why would you do that? You could have just gone the other way." And then I said, "Well, it was on accident. I missed my step." And she's like, "Well."
Stormy is one of 8 students seated in a circle in the largely empty classroom. The other students listen quietly as she continues her story.
And she's like, "Well, you were just probably getting back at me for taking the last piece of candy." And I'm like, "No, I wasn't. It was just an accident. I didn't mean to bump into you." And then we started arguing.
The role-playing exercise is part of Coleman's Peacekeepers program, which lets the middle schoolers resolve some of their own conflicts. Students are trained to lead peer conferences that address minor behavior issues like name-calling or horseplay. The program was created by a middle school counselor in Philadelphia and adopted last year by 2 Wichita middle schools.
We like it because kids tend to listen to kids better.
Laura Almquist-Parks is a counselor at Coleman. She says students selected for Peacekeepers are not necessarily just straight-A kids. She looks for students who demonstrate integrity and a willingness to help others, regardless of their learning abilities or behaviors. They spend class time working on conflict resolution skills. In practice conferences, they take turns being facilitators, and they learn the importance of maintaining student privacy.
Please remember that what is said here stays here, and it stays confidential.
Eighth grader Kim Trujillo Guzman says being a peacekeeper requires listening to both sides, being fair, and showing compassion.
Empathy to me means whenever you can connect with someone. You know what they've been through, so you know how they feel.
Coleman principal Karen Waterman Overgaard says the program also takes buy-in from adults in the school, because not every behavior problem requires a trip to the principal's office.
Like a teacher can say, "I don't need to send this to administrator, I can send this over to our counselors who will then, hey, is this a good option for peacekeepers?"
Last year, 2 students got into an argument after one student slipped on the ice and knocked down a classmate. Peacekeepers persuaded them to apologize to each other and then discussed how they might handle rumors about the incident moving forward. Eighth grader Manel Buharba says the impact of peacekeepers could extend well beyond middle school.
Because I really wanted to help, like, change the world.
Seeing it in action already this year, she's sold on the program.
I know sometimes kids aren't comfortable talking to adults, and I know that I can change the people and make their lives better, so I signed up for it.
Waterman Overgaard, the Coleman principal, hopes Peacekeepers eventually expands to more middle schools and even high schools.
It's almost like a kumbaya. It's like if we can help kids help themselves, that's what's important.
For The Range, I'm Suzanne Perez.
For more of Suzanne's story, go to KMUW.org. A mural displaying the history of Delano will adorn the interior of the city's new public transit hub. Lindsay Kernodle is leading a team of artists at the Wichita Transit Multimodal Facility near Equity Bank Park. Torin Anderson talked with her for this month's artworks.
We got base colors down on almost the full thing, but we're focusing on finishing this wall before the winter comes.
Artist Lindsay Kernodle explains that she'd be happy painting outside through the winter, but the paint needs to stay above 45 degrees to adhere to the concrete properly.
But they will help us out by putting up some faux walls along these columns to trap the heat in, and we'll be able to paint through the winter.
Kernodle's mural is being painted inside the Wichita Transit Multimodal Facility, a.k.a. the hub.
So this mural is going along the platform walls at the Delano Transit Hub. So this is where the bus station that used to be downtown is now being moved to Delano. And it's also going to function as a parking garage and have like electric vehicle charging and rental bikes and all kinds of stuff like that.
And the team helping to bring Kernodle's mural to life consists of a pool of 25 different artists who can sign up for shifts on their own. She says the community is necessary for this work to come to life.
Today we have about 7 or 8, and they're all working pretty independently. We have a system for each section with labeled colors, so they're able to pull those out each day on the part they're working on.
One of the artists is more like a co-manager. Kernodle is quick to sing her organizational praises.
Heather Byers, who's a muralist in town, she developed this method where she did a really large community mural on the old Moeller's camera with the large children looking up at the sky.
Byers' mural is just 2 blocks east of Grove on Douglas.
So in order to make that efficient, she created all the different colors and labeled them with letters that matched. So it became like a giant color by number.
Kernodle points to laminated papers next to the artists with their section of the mural that they're working on. Each section has its own A through Z paint buckets with pre-mixed colors for them to grab.
But then every 20 feet, it switches into a new A through Z.
Hi, Heather. What is it that you're working on today?
Stripes. Just stripes, man. I've been working on stripes for weeks.
The size of the work requires each artist to spend time with each facet of the mural. Sometimes multiple artists will add to any one part of the work.
And then it kind of becomes this amalgamation of like 4 different painters.
Right.
So that like fish over there probably had 7 different people touch it over the course of a couple weeks.
Kernodle's mural represents the histories of Delano, where each artist gets to make their own unique mark.
And this just feels like a little, like our little world of just a smaller version of what Wichita already is.
The mural will be completed for spring and a community grand opening. For The Range, I'm Torin Anderson.
There's more of Torin's interview with Lindsay Kernodle at KMUW.org. And one last thing. The silence in our house Sunday afternoon was deafening. The only sound was the washing machine and dryer working their way through piles of laundry. It was an abrupt change from the previous few days, when the house buzzed with activity, thanks to our children, their spouses, and our grandson, who flew in from across the country. We enjoyed big meals together, watched a lot of football, and played with baby Mino. We went to Botanica and the movies, visited with my children's friends, who are grown with families of their own now. But mostly, we enjoyed just being a family and sharing each other's company. Finding time for that seems to get trickier as we all get older. Now, 3 quick trips to the airport, and the silence has returned. The only sound now is the memories. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, Beth Collet, and Lou Ann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.